ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. వివేక చూడమణి శ్లోక 112. కామక్రోధో లోభదంబాద్యసూయాః అహంకారేర్ష్యా మత్సరాజ్యస్తు ఘోరాః ధర్మో ఏతే రాజసా పుంప్రవృత్తిః యస్మాదేషా తద్రజో బంధ హేతుః. సో వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ కారణ శరీరం టాపిక్ యాజ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది అనాత్మ డిస్కషన్. అండ్ ది ఆచార్య ఈస్ ఈక్వేటింగ్ కారణ శరీరం టు మాయా అండ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మాయా. హీ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ వేరియస్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ మాయా. And now he takes up the gunas of maya, rajoguna, sattvaguna and tamoguna, and discusses in this order. First, rajoguna, which is responsible for all activities at the individual level, the vyashti level, and at the samashti level, the total level also. So at the individual level, it produces raga, dvesha, and all those things, making a person highly active. Not only that, the whole creation itself originates from the rajoguna of maya only. In addition, various other emotions are also born out of the rajoguna predominance in this shloka, which we were seeing last week. Kama, krodha, lobha, dambha, and you know, abhyas, all this asuya, all those things, he discussed all those things earlier in that shloka. The word asuya, actually abhyasuya, that means, you know, paraguneshu dosha avishkaranam. We talked about all this in the last webinar, misinterpreting even the virtues of other people as their weaknesses. Some people resort to do these kinds of things. Similarly, misinterpreting even the value of scriptures wrongly, also called asuya by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. Then some more are given in the second line. We will see. Actually, this shloka, we read the first line in the last webinar. Now we are continuing with the same shloka from the second line. Ahankaraha irshya matsaraha. Among these, ahankaraha means pride. Pride means garvaha, or the superiority complex, or the superiority notion, which in the Bhagavad Gita is called manitvam. ఆత్మని పూజ్యత్వ భావన, అమానిత్వం, అదంబిత్వం, అహింస, క్షాంతి, ఆర్జవం, ఆచార్యోపాసనం, శౌచం, దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ద వాల్యూస్ కృష్ణ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఇన్ ద గీత. అండ్ అమానిత్వం దేర్ వాస్ టాక్డ్ అస్ అ వాల్యూ. హియర్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ మానిత్వం, గర్వ, ప్రైడ్, అహంకార, దట్స్ ద థింగ్. అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది రజోగుణ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ ఈర్ష్యా, ఈర్ష్యా మీన్స్ జలసి ఆర్ ఎన్వి. సో పరోత్కర్షణం దృష్ట్వా, by looking at the greatness of somebody else, parotutkrishnam drishtva jayamanaha santapaha, that is kind of people cannot take it. When somebody else is great, they cannot take it, the attitude not to withstand others' glorification, that is called irshya, the incapacity to accept others' superiority or glory. If someone praises another person, this guy cannot withstand. He will say immediately, do you know his private life? You know how he got the money, this and that, all kinds of things he will tell. Because this is his quality. What is true in any of these, only the Lord knows. But this person will, when everyone is praising, invariably this person will bring a negative point. Existing point or non-existing point, nobody knows. Because he cannot accept anyone superior to him. The jealousy, the heartburn, that is called irshya. Also expression of rajoguna only. Then matsaraha. Matsaraha, normally the word irshya and matsaraha are synonymous only. But since Shankaracharya has used both the words, we have to make a subtle difference in understanding them. So we take another meaning for matsaraha, rarely used meaning, or it is called miserliness, because of which one does not share anything, whatever he has, with anybody else. All these unhealthy traits, they are called adhyaha, adhipatat. He is telling all these, etc. They are all born out of rajoguna. there is only one advantage to this person. He will be a hard worker and amass lot of wealth because he is Rajoguna Pradhana. And however much he amasses wealth, he will not share it with anybody else. All these are called Goraha, Gora Vrittayaha, terrible traits or binding traits. They are all because this person will never have tripti or satisfaction at all in his life. He will be an angry person also because he is a hard worker. He expects others also to work equally hard. He will whip everyone to do work. There may be people of great accomplishment, these people may be, and that itself becomes a weakness for them. They can be top people in society, but spiritually they cannot grow much at all because that requires quietude for spiritual growth, calm mind. Vedanta is far for these people. Even if they join any religious institution also, they will be more interested in all the physical activities. You know, of course, they are also very much required. But as an individual, spirituality won't be of much interest to such a person. Even though Rajoguna has advantages, here Shankaracharya talks about the disadvantages. Why does he do that? Not that he does not want to talk about that, but the context is what? Moksha Shastra. Viveka Chudamani is a Moksha Shastra. If we talk about national growth at various levels, like for example, Vivekananda did, he talked Uttishtata, Jagrata, all that, arise, awake. That portion is relevant for all of them. But the Prapyavarani Bodhata, that is the next line, that is not relevant for them because he says, go to your guru and also seek spirituality. So work for the country itself, that country, they are all good, patriotic. So there will be all those stress for the Rajoguna will be there for emphasizing the growth of a country. But Viveka Chudamani being a Moksha Shastra, the Acharya talks about the Gora aspect of Rajoguna. So we should never quote this shloka out of context. One has to be very careful when we quote these shlokas. For example, during a marriage, or any other occasion, any such occasion, we should not recite mantras like na karmana, na prajayadane, na tyagene. We cannot recite such kind of slokas because that is for marriage. A person is entering into a grihastashrama. So we should be able to quote the right sloka at the right context. Or when you want to welcome a sannyasi, at that time you cannot say to him, prajacha swadhyaya pravachanecha, prajanascha swadhyaya pravachanecha. They are all for a grihastha. So, Shastras have to be quoted appropriately for the context, depending on the context, depending on the person and all those. Therefore, it is very important for a nation, for the upcoming youngsters, for Kshatriyas, for Vaishyas, for all of them, very important. Here, Shankaracharya is addressing a few people who are interested in moksha and have already contributed to the society in one form or the other. They have already done their part. Now they are in the path of spirituality. They have been Rajoguna Pradhana at that time. Now he talks about converting that to Sattvaguna Pradhana because you are growing old. The attention should shift now. Acharya is cautioning them. And therefore he calls them Goraha. And Sattva traits are called Shantavrittihi. Rajo traits are called Goravrittihi. And Tamo traits are called Moodavrittihi. These are all three names. So he says, Rajasaha, Dharmaha, all these traits are that of Rajoguna. Then, Yasmat, Yesha, Pum Pravrittihi, Tat Rajaha, Bandhahetuho. The word Pum Pravrittihi, that must be connected to the fourth line. Yasmat, Yesha, Pum Pravrittihi, Pum Pravrittihi, Tat Rajaha, Bandhahetuho. That guna, from which lot of activities are produced, that guna, Rajoguna, that guna is cause of bondage. Here also we should be very careful in seeing the context. He says Rajoguna produces activity and therefore it is an obstacle. That's what he says. The context should be again clearly understood. To a tamasic society, we will emphasize Rajoguna only. But suppose there is a rajasic society spending all the time for work and service only and have no time for scriptures, to that society we will say, any amount of work you do, it is wonderful to a certain extent, but there must be a time where you should be able to hand over the work to the next generation and renounce. Spiritually grow. Sarva dharman tad dharmanapi parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. That is what Krishna said. So Shankaracharya says here, karma is an obstacle to knowledge, because one does not have time first. And even if one has, he has no free mind. Mind is always occupied. So karma promotes material growth but obstructs scriptural study. So he says, yasmat. Yasmat means from which rajoguna, yesha pum pravrittihi. Pum means a man, actually. All the human activities, they arise, pravrittihi, like a mushroom, all activities arise. Which mind is active every time, discovering new projects, project after project. So, yasmat rajogunat, from which rajogunam, pum pravrittihi. Pum as I told is purushaha, purusha pravritti, human activities, they all come. Tatrajaha means that activating rajoguna is an obstacle to scriptural study. It is a blessing to societal progress, but an obstacle to spiritual study. And that is why if we analyze all the four ashramas, the gunas are gradually shifted from the brahmacharya ashrama. Predominantly, the person is engaged in discipline and scriptural study. In the grahastha ashrama, predominantly all the rituals, activity, so much entire grahastha ashrama full of activity. And vanaprastha ashrama, predominant scriptural study and inquiry, and sannyasa ashrama to total renunciation. That is how they have evolved it. Shloka 113. Yesha vrittir nama tamo gunasya shaktiryaya vastva bhasatenyata saisha nidanam purushasya samsrate sritehe vikshepa shaktehe pravanasya hetuhu. So with the previous shloka, shloka 112, the rajoguna topic is over. Now the next topic is taken, the tamoguna topic, and he says rajoguna has got vikshepa shakti. Vikshepa shakti we already saw in the last webinar, projecting or activity or disturbing power, making a person highly restless. Now what about tamoguna? He says tamoguna has got avarana shakti, veiling power, covering power, hiding power. So the word tamas has got actually two meanings. Darkness is also called tamas. Ignorance also is called tamas. Why? Darkness also covers something right in front of us. It is there though, but it is not available for my recognition or comprehension because it is dark. Similarly, ignorance also is called tamas because it is internal darkness, because of which I am not aware of existing facts. In fact, according to Vedanta, the very ultimate truth for which the whole humanity is seeking, even the scientists, they all declare that their ultimate aim is to find out the truth of the universe. That truth itself is available intimately in the form of consciousness in my own mind. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyomanna. That's what Upanishad says. So again, that truth is covered from my recognition. That power, the veiling power, covering power. Because the truth that I disown, that is called the covering power or antaram tamaha. So darkness is called bahyam tamaha, external darkness, and ignorance is called antaram tamaha, internal darkness. Bahyam tamaha covers the external world and antaram tamaha covers the internal world. So therefore, tamoguna has got avarana shakti, the covering power. Therefore, tamogunasya yesha avrittir nama shaktihi asti. Tamoguna has got this well-known power. It is very well-known because ignorance is experienced by everyone at all times with respect to one thing or the other. So it is always there. So avrittir nama shaktihi tamogunasya vartate. And then Shankaracharya says, this avarana shakti of tamoguna and the vikshepa shakti of rajoguna, they work together in total cooperation and harmony. It's a beautiful business in which there are two partners without any quarrel at all. They work in such harmony with the biggest project. That project is what? The samsara project. To convey this idea, a general example is given by Vedanta, the well-known example of rope and snake. When I see a rope in semi-darkness or semi-light, the nature of rope is covered. Therefore, the ajnanam, the ignorance of the rope, has got now two powers. One is covering the rope, called avarna shakti, and the very same ignorance has also got what? The rajoguna or vikshepa shakti. And what does that do? It doesn't keep my mind quiet. By looking at a rope, I don't have to do anything. I may think, oh, it's a rope or snake, I don't know. But my mind doesn't keep quiet. It makes it to project varieties of things. I don't keep quiet saying that I don't know what it is, but start to imagine. That is why anywhere we can see, when the fact is known, the rumors subside. If one well-known person does not appear in the society for some days, for some reason, then they start creating a lot of stories about that person already. So covering leads to projection. Someone will say, it is not a snake, but it is a mala. Another one will say, no, it is only a crack on the floor. The beauty is, the fact is one, but the rumors are many. Confusion, errors, projection, there are many. So this is the, at the level of this, at this like example, the rope snake example, the same thing is there with regard to myself also, which Shankaracharya himself will explain later. We will just give the connection here only. The fact is that I am Brahman. Just as the rope is the fact, my Brahmatvam is a fact. That I am full, I am Purnaha, I am complete, I am free. This is the fact about myself. Now the Tamoguna has got the Avarana Shakti and covers this fact. Therefore, no one claims Aham Brahmasmi. If everyone does, then there will be no problem at all and the creation will be a paradise. Therefore, the first phenomenon is self-ignorance, caused by what? The Avarana Shakti, otherwise called the Tamoguna. And if self-ignorance alone is there, no problem. Because sometimes we say ignorance is bliss. Once we wake up, the problem is what? Not only there is self-ignorance, Vikshepa Shakti or the Tamo or Rajoguna, that also is active in the dream and in the waking state, in both the states. So not only there is self-ignorance, there are a lot of self-projections. And what are those projections? All kinds of self-conclusion. I am a human being. I am male, female, black, white, brown, short, tall, fat, lean, anything. So one set of projections based on the physical entity, body. Because the fact is I'm not a human being, then who am I? I am Brahman in fact, actually. So there is one set of projection based on the physical body. And more the number of projections, it shows more the power of Rajoguna. Then there are another set of projections based on my emotional personality. I am restless. I am agitated. I am happy, unhappy, moody. I am kami, krodhi, mohi, lobhi, all those. These are set of self-projections based on my mind, my mental state. Then I have got another set of self-projections based on my intellect. I am dull. I am educated. I am intelligent. PhD, doctor, engineer. All those kinds of projections are also there. So I am followed by anything. The fact is, I am, if you put, followed by anything other than Brahman. None of us want to say, I am Brahman. We all want to say all other things. This is common. This is rope. This is snake. This is that. This is common. But there are so many projections behind that. So the fact is replaced by any number of things. And all these projections are the glory of Vikshepa Shakti, the glory of Rajoguna. So in our bio data, how many things we write after I am? All glory of Rajoguna. Is it wonderful or terrible? If someone asks, for example, I am a Nobel laureate, is wonderful. I am Bharat Ratna, wonderful. Vedanta says, you replace the Brahman by anything, it is a problem only. That is what Vedanta says. Instead of saying I am Brahman, you can put any number of things after I am. They all have problem only. Even if one is a president of the greatest country in the world, he will say his endless problems, list of problems only if you go and ask him. Because Brahman is Purnam. The Purnatvam is replaced by anything else, it will be Apurnatvam only. It cannot be Purnatvam. And Apurnatvam leads to what? Kama. Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha, Kamat Krodho Abhijayate. క్రోధాద్ భవతి సమ్మోహః, సమ్మోహాత్ స్మృతి విభ్రమః, స్మృతి భ్రంశాద్ బుద్ధినాశః, బుద్ధినాశాత్ ప్రణశ్యతి. దట్స్ వాట్ కృష్ణ సేస్. ఆల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఓన్లీ. దర్ఫోర్ ఆవరణ శక్తి కవర్స్ అండ్ విక్షేప శక్తి ప్రొజెక్ట్స్. ది కాన్సిక్వెన్స్ ఇస్ ద పర్సన్ సఫర్స్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెట్ హియర్. సో వస్తు అన్యత అవభాసతే, అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, వస్తు అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అపియర్స్ దట్ ఇస్ మిస్టేకన్, అవభాసతే అపియర్స్ ఆర్ మిస్టేకన్ హ్యాస్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ అన్యత. స్వామి చిన్మయానంద హీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ సేస్, హీ గివ్స్ ఎ పేర్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్, నాన్ అప్రిహెన్షన్ అండ్ మిస్ అప్రిహెన్షన్. నాన్ అప్రిహెన్షన్ ఈస్ తమోగుణ ఆర్ ఆవరణ శక్తి, అండ్ మిస్ అప్రిహెన్షన్ ఈస్ రజోగుణ ఆర్ విక్షేప శక్తి. ఇన్ స్లీప్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, నాన్ అప్రిహెన్షన్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్, అండ్ ఇన్ వేకింగ్ అండ్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ దర్ ఈస్ నాన్ అప్రిహెన్షన్ అండ్ మిస్ అప్రిహెన్షన్. ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అలోన్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ ప్రాబ్లమ్ అట్ ఆల్, బట్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ప్లస్ ఎర్రర్ ఇస్ అ ప్రాబ్లమ్. ఇన్ ద మాండుక్య కారిక వి హవ్ గాట్ అనదర్ పేర్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్ ఆల్సో, దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ అగ్రహణం అండ్ అన్యతాగ్రహణం. అగ్రహణం అండ్ అన్యతాగ్రహణం, దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ స్వామి చిన్మయానంద ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ టు అగ్రహణం యాజ్ నాన్ అప్రిహెన్షన్ అండ్ అన్యతాగ్రహణం టు మిస్ అప్రిహెన్షన్. బోత్ జాయింట్ టుగెదర్ లీడింగ్ టు సంసార. దిస్ ఈస్ ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్, హౌ అవర్ సంసార ఈస్ బీయింగ్ లెడ్ బై దీస్ టూ గుణాస్ ప్రిడామినెంట్లీ. సో వస్తు అన్యత అవభాసతే, ఐ ద బ్రహ్మన్ అపియర్స్ నౌ అస్ హూమ్, యాజ్ జీవ ద సంసారి. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్, దిస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ అండ్ క్రయింగ్ లైక్ దిస్. దిస్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, బట్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ నోయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ హీఈస్ కమింగ్ అండ్ క్రయింగ్, ఐఎమ్ సంసారి, ఐ హ్యావ్ దిస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ దట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. దక్షిణామూర్తి స్తోత్రం హీ సేస్, విశ్వం పశ్యతి కార్యకారణతయా స్వస్వామి సంబంధతః శిష్యాచార్యతయా తథైవ పితృ పుత్రాద్యాత్మనాభేదతః స్వప్నే జాగ్రతి వాయ ఏష పురుషో మాయా పరిభ్రామితః తస్మై శ్రీ గురుమూర్తయే నమ ఇదం శ్రీ దక్షిణామూర్తయే. సో శంకరాచార్య సేస్ దట్ ఆల్ దీస్ దక్షిణామూర్తీస్ వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ దక్షిణామూర్తీస్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ రోమింగ్ అరౌండ్ వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ ఐ ఆమ్ దక్షిణామూర్తి హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. ఆల్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? తమో అండ్ రజో గుణాస్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెట్ హియర్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ లైన్. సా ఏష పురుషస్య సంస్రతే నిదానం. సా ఏష, దిస్ ఆవరణ శక్తి అలోన్ ఈస్ ది కాస్ ఆఫ్ సంసార ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్. పురుషస్య సంస్మరతే నిదానం. నిదానం మీన్స్ కాస్, బట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్. ఇగ్నరెన్స్ డస్ నాట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ కాస్ సంసార. ఆవరణ శక్తి డస్ నాట్ కాస్ సంసార డైరెక్ట్లీ. ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రోప్ డస్ నాట్ ఫ్రైటన్ మీ. ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ప్రొడ్యూసెస్ ది మిస్ అప్రిహెన్షన్ అండ్ త్రూ దట్ ఎర్రర్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ కమ్స్. అండ్ సో హీ సేస్, విక్షేప శక్తే ప్రవణస్య హేతు. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సేస్, బికాస్ ఆవరణ శక్తి ఈస్ ద కాస్ ఫార్ ది మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆర్ యాక్టివేషన్ ఆఫ్ విక్షేప శక్తి, అండ్ ద విక్షేప శక్తి ఈస్ ది కాస్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. సో హౌ డు వీ సే దట్ నౌ? ఆవరణ శక్తి ఈస్ ద రూట్ కాస్ ఆర్ ఇండైరెక్ట్ కాస్ ఆఫ్ సంసార, అండ్ విక్షేప శక్తి ఈస్ ది డైరెక్ట్ కాస్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. దట్ ఇస్ వై ఇన్ బ్రహ్మ సూత్ర శంకరాచార్య హీ స్టార్ట్స్ హిస్ కమెంటరీ విత్ ఎర్రర్. ఎర్రర్ మీ అధ్యాస భాష్య, దట్స్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ థింగ్. ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఎర్రర్ భాష్యం, ఆర్ అధ్యాస భాష్యం. భాష్యం ఆన్ ఎర్రర్, నాట్ అన్ ఎరోనియస్ భాష్యం, షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్. భాష్యం ఆన్ ఎర్రర్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఎర్రర్? వాట్ ఇస్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్రర్? హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ సంసార? ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ హీ డిస్కసెస్, అండ్ హీ కన్క్లూడ్స్ రిమూవల్ ఆఫ్ సంసార ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ బై ద రిమూవల్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్రర్, సెల్ఫ్ ఎర్రర్. And the removal of error is possible only by the removal of ignorance, which is possible only by knowledge. And knowledge is possible only by scriptural study. Therefore, what should you do? Come to Brahma Sutras. That's what he concludes. This is how he gives his introduction. So here there is another reading also. In place of pravanam, which means inclination, which does not, actually in this context, it doesn't fit that very well. There is another reading called prashraya hetuhu. So prasara means this is a better reading, prasara. So activity or manifestation. So instead of pravana, one can put prasara, that is a better reading. So but even though both the readings are available. Shloka 114. Prajnavanapi panditopi chaturopi అత్యంత సూక్ష్మార్థ దృక్ వ్యాళీడస్తమసాన వేత్తి బహుదా సంబోధితోపి స్ఫుటం భ్రాంత్యారోపితమేవ సాధు కలయతి ఆలంబతే తద్గుణాన్ హంతాసౌ ప్రబలా దురంత తమసా శక్తిర్మహత్యావృతి. హియర్ శంకరాచార్య హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది నోటరైటీ ఆఫ్ తమో గుణ, ఆవరణ శక్తి, హౌ పవర్ఫుల్ ఇట్ ఈస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ ఈజీ టు రిమూవ్ దట్ అట్ ఆల్. హీ సేస్ బహుదా సంబోధిత అపి న వేతి తమసా ది వ్యాలిడ. వ్యాలిడ మీన్స్ గ్రిప్డ్ ఆర్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ బై తమో గుణ. ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ బై తమో గుణ ఆర్ అండర్ ద స్పెల్ ఆఫ్ తమో గుణ, లిటరల్లీ వ్యాలిక్ మీన్స్ టు స్వాలో అండ్ వ్యాలిడ మీన్స్ స్వాలోడ్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ ఆర్ అండర్ ద స్పెల్ ఆఫ్ తమో గుణ అండ్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ బహుత సంబోధిత అపి నవేతి. హీ డస్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌవర్ మచ్ వీ ట్రై టు కమ్యూనికేట్ టు హిమ్ అండ్ టీచ్ హిమ్, హీ డజన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ అట్ ఆల్. అండ్ స్ఫుటం, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ క్లియర్లీ టాట్ ఆల్సో హీ డస్ నాట్ గ్రాస్ప్. మోహమహిమ, దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞానం. అండ్ ఈవెన్ దో దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆర్డినరీ పర్సన్ బట్ ప్రజ్ఞావానపి, వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ అదర్ శాస్త్రాస్, బుద్ధిమాన్, వెరీ షార్ప్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్, పండిత, ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ లర్నడ్ వ్యాకరణ తర్క మీమాంస, వెరీ ఎరుడైట్. అండ్ చతురహ అపి, వెరీ డిజర్నింగ్ పర్సన్, ఊహ, ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ వి ఆల్రెడీ సా, ఊహ అపోహ విచక్షణ, కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్, డిజర్నింగ్, స్మార్ట్, ఇంటలెక్చువలీ నిపుణ, సమర్థ, వివేకి. అండ్ అత్యంత సూక్ష్మార్థ దృక్, హీ హాస్ గాట్ ఎ వెరీ ఫైన్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఈవెన్ ది వెరీ సటిల్ టాపిక్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ అదర్ సైన్సెస్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ థింగ్. బట్ తమసా వ్యాలీడ కవర్డ్ బై తమో గుణ నవేతి, హీ డస్ నాట్ సీమ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ బేసిక్ టీచింగ్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ క్లియర్ కమ్యూనికేషన్ బై ది టీచర్. అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ వాట్ ఈస్ హీ గోయింగ్ టు డూ? యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ హీ డస్ నాట్ గ్రాస్ప్ అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, హీ విల్ హ్యావ్ టు కంటిన్యూ టు క్లెయిమ్ అహం జీవోస్మి. దర్ఫోర్ భ్రాంత్యా ఆరోపితం ఏవ సాధు కలయతి, హీ టేక్స్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ అలోన్ యాజ్ రియాలిటీ, the physical personality alone as reality, which is bhrantya aropitam, mistaken identity. What is that? The physical I, namely I am a man, I am a woman, or emotional identity, or you know, psychological identity, so which we call as ahankara. That identity we call it as ahankara. So the personified I, the personal I, the qualified I, the ahankara I alone is sadhu kalayati, he takes as the real I. Here sadhu means as reality, because according to Vedanta, the located I is false, the localized I is false. Then what is the real I? The unlocated I alone is real. Or the finite I is false, the mortal I is false, the immortal I alone is real. He does not accept the immortal I. The mortal I alone is real for this person. Sadhu kalayati. And once the false I comes, because of the bhrantya aropitam, the mistaken identity, what happens? The physical properties also I claim as mine. So, tad gunan alambate. He claims and identifies with only the physical, emotional, intellectual properties, but never claims brahmanhood. I am Nityaha, Shuddhaha, Buddhaha, Muktaha, Asangaha, Sarvagataha, Sachidananda Swarupaha. No, he doesn't claim that at all. So the first one is called Dharmi Adhyasa and the second one is called Dharma Adhyasa. This Adhyasa Bhashya is a very, very popular topic in Brahma Sutra. So here, so Dharma Adhyasa means identifying with the substance. And Dharmi Adhyasa is, and Dharma Adhyasa means identifying with the properties. I am body is called the substance, Adhyasa, superposition. And I am fat, lean, thin, that is called property Adhyasa. So he will continue to do this only. Therefore the teacher says, Hanta, అంతా అలాస్ వాట్ టు డూ. గురు హింసెల్ఫ్ హీ గెట్స్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేటెడ్, హీ గెట్స్ స్లోలీ నౌ యు నో ఐ హ్యావ్ ట్రైడ్ ఆల్ మెథడ్స్, హీ ఈస్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ గివింగ్ అప్ విత్ దిస్ గాయ్. ఐ హోప్ వన్ డే యూ విల్ ఆల్సో బీ కన్విన్స్డ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్, యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఓన్ అప్ ద రియాలిటీ అట్ లీస్ట్ సమ్ డే, దో నాట్ ఇన్ దిస్ జన్మ, మేబీ ఇన్ సమ్ అదర్ జన్మ. అసౌ తమసా ఆవృత్తి ప్రబల, ది వెయిలింగ్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ తమో గుణ, ది కవరింగ్ పవర్ ఈస్ ప్రబల, ఈస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ పవర్ఫుల్. దట్ ఐ మైసెల్ఫ్, ద టీచర్ సేస్, ఐ మైసెల్ఫ్ ఐఎమ్ హెల్ప్లెస్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత గివ్స్ కృష్ణ గివ్స్ 3 ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ కవరింగ్. ధూమేన వ్రియతే వన్నిహి యథాదర్శో మలేన చ యతోల్భేనావృతే గర్భః తతాతేనేదమావృతం. When the fire is covered by smoke, you can remove by mere fanning, by blowing it. When the mirror is covered by dust, by wiping it, you can remove. But when the baby is covered in the womb of the mother, you cannot do anything. You have to only wait for 10 months. Similarly, Guru also knows whatever can be done are all already done for this person. So what he has to do? Let us only wait. In due course, he may realize. And the due course may be a few weeks, months, years, or several janmas. We don't know. So the avarana shakti of tamoguna is mahati and prabhala, is very big. Mahati is very big and very powerful. The avarana shakti, the covering feature of tamoguna. Shloka 115. Abhavana va viparita bhavana సంభావనా విప్రతిపత్తిరస్యాః సంసర్గయుక్తం న విముంచతి ధ్రువం విక్షేప శక్తి క్షపయత్యజస్రం. సో ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ లైన్ ద వర్డ్ సంభావన ఈస్ రెడ్ అస్ అసంభావన ఆల్సో, దర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ రీడింగ్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సంభావన, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో రెడ్ అసంభావన ఇన్ సమ్ బుక్స్, బట్ ఇట్ విల్ ఆల్సో కన్వే సిమిలర్ మీనింగ్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్, సో బోత్ ఆర్ ఓకే. So in these two shlokas, the Acharya reminds again the function of Vikshepa Shakti of Rajoguna and Avarana Shakti of Tamoguna. What are the functions of Vikshepa Shakti? He says, Viparita Bhavana. We will take this word first. So Viparita Bhavana refers to the Dehatma Buddhi, body consciousness, body identification, strong body identification, body and body alone. When we say body, it includes the mind also, body-mind complex. So both the sthula shariram and the sukshma shariram, both are included. So more stronger the body identification, more difficult it is to own up, I am the consciousness, Brahmanhood. As we have seen earlier, consciousness and body are like two extremes. Identification with one will weaken the other. More I am closer to the body, more I will be away from consciousness or Brahman. Dehatma Buddhi and Brahmatma Buddhi can never coincide. So these are all basic things which we have seen earlier in several other occasions. In the case of Rajasic people, Viparita Bhavana is very strong. They will be egoistic people, highly conscious of their fitness, height, weight, color of hair, length of nail. People do so many things to make sure that they look very nice, trim and nice. When such Vikshepa Shakti Pradhana people come to Shastras, they will face 3 types of problems. And what are those problems? The first problem is Abhavana. Acharya says all this in the shloka, that's what we are saying. Abhavana means non-acceptance or rejection of scriptural teaching. They will reject the scriptural teaching. By scriptural teaching, we specifically mean what? Tattvamasi, Mahavakyam. You are Brahman. That truth will be rejected by these people. Since I am the body attitude is very strong in them. So the way Krishna said in the 12th chapter, Klesho dikataraste-sham avyakta-sakta-cetasam avyakta-hi-gatir-dukkham dehavad-biravapyate. One has got a strong Dehabhimana, self-identification, body identification. Vedanta is going to be very tough for them, will be far away from them. So the first problem is rejection of Aham Brahmasmi. scripture teaches aham brahmasmi, but he rejects it. And the second problem is what? Sambhavana or asambhavana. As I told, you know, there is another reading, asambhavana also. Sambhavana means, this is not sambhavana. Don't imagine that sambhavana is given to some priest, some dakshina. It is not that sambhavana. Sambhavana means samshaya bhavana. They will have constant doubt. They will never believe anything. And asambhavana also is lack of belief in everything. So both are nearly same only. So if they are very learned people, their doubts will be whether it is I am Brahman or part of Brahman or different from Brahman. All these various philosophies. I am Brahman. I am part of Brahman. I am different from Brahman. They will go on exercising their thoughts and intellect in going on trying to understand it in which manner or this manner or that manner. And Krishna has strongly said, samshayatma vinashyati. One who is the embodiment of doubt will spiritually perish. Krishna is so strong. The third problem is vipratipattihi, wrong understanding of scriptures. That is the third problem. Vipratipattihi. Pratipatti means jnanam. And vi. So viparitam and vipratipatti means viparita jnanam. Understanding things wrongly. Sometimes even out of context meaning also he will take. Sometimes it may be even exact opposite meaning also. Example, for example, in Mundaka Upanishad, there is a very clean statement. It says, Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakaya. It's a very common and very popular statement in Mundaka Upanishad. Jivatma and Paramatma are like two birds seated over or perched on the body of a tree. Now, I can take this and say what? Shastra clearly talks about the Jivatma and Paramatma Beda as two different things. One can talk very clearly like that, but that is not the intent of Muttaka Upanishad. And we are comfortably even neglect the statement Tattvamasi. Even though Upanishad emphasizes Tattvamasi, one can just go on interpreting it in that manner. It will give totally opposite result. These are all what? Vipratipattihi, misunderstanding of scriptures. So Dehatma Buddhi is body identification, rejection of the teaching, doubt of the teaching, and misunderstanding of the teaching. All these are all four problems. Na munchati dhruvam, will never leave a person. And what type of person he is? Samsarga yuktam, who is associated with the vikshepa shakti. We have to supply here our rajoguna, and then what does it do? Vikshepa shakti ajasram kshapayati. This vikshepa shakti will constantly disturb the mind. Kshapayati will stir the mind, will churn the mind. So kshapayati, vikshipati, kshobayati. So disturbs. And ajasram. Ajasram means constantly. It will go on disturbing the mind. The vikshepa shakti of rajoguna, the projecting power. Shloka 116. Ajnana malasya jadatva nidra. Pramadamudhatva mukhastamogunaha yetai prayukto nahi veti kinchit nidraluvatvam bhavadevatishtati. So when the vikshepa shakti or rajoguna will do, was given, that we have already seen what it will do, was given in the previous shloka. And in this shloka, what the tamoguna will do, Avarana Shakti will do, that is being described here. It is like a winding up shloka, a repetition only. What will it do? Ajnanam, Alasyam, Jadatvam, Nidra, Pramada, Mudatvam. All these six are symptoms of Tamoguna. All these six qualities, they are symptoms of Tamoguna. Krishna has listed all these things in the 14th chapter, Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogaha, which is dedicated to all these three gunas. It's a comprehensive chapter, all the three gunas. Ajnanam. Ajnanam here, first one, ajnanam is sheer ignorance. All types of ignorance, including self-ignorance. Ajnanam. And alasyam. Alasyam means laziness. He will not take up any physical activity at all. This is why in our scriptures, they always ask us to begin with the karmakanda. Because according to scriptures, one should become predominantly sattvic to study Vedanta. If somebody has to come to Vedanta, person has to be predominantly sattvic. And one cannot go to sattva guna without going through rajoguna. we already mentioned in the last webinar. When we are all born, we are all born as tamogunis only. Everyone is initially tamasic. We have to break the tamas by rajoguna. The child, when it is born, it only sleeps for almost 20 hours. It sleeps and then if it cries, it has milk and that's all. So we have to break tamas by rajoguna and then break rajoguna by sattvaguna. That is why scriptures never introduce Vedanta first. They don't give Vedanta to everybody. It only creates desires in a person and says, even if you have to, not Vedanta, it, the scriptures, Karmakanda portion, it creates desires in a person and says, even if you have no desire, I will give you daily desires. Lot of duties I will give you. Get up early in the morning, go to the temple, do Sandhyavandana karmas. Karma, karma, karma all the time. Rituals and karma so that one will become active all the time. Because for every human being, the biggest obstacle is laziness, alasyam, which is in the physical body. So break it by doing karma, engaging in various activities. Then jadatvam. Jadatvam is dullness or laziness of the mind at the mental level. Alasyam is at the physical level, at the body level. And jadatvam is at the mental level, dullness of the mind. To understand anything is very tough for this person. Then nidra. Nidra is sleep. So he enjoys sleeping most of the time. And whenever he is not sleeping, he is sleepy. Either he sleeps or he is sleepy. That is the difference. He has got only two states, either the sleepy state or sleeping state. Nothing like waking state, dreaming state, none of those. Then pramadaha, negligence. I mentioned many times, pramada is not the Tamil pramada. This is pramada is negligence, carelessness, oversight. If he plans five things, he will forget three or do something else. You have to redo everything. As Swamiji says, one person went to someone else's house and had to remember something. So what he did? He put a knot in his dhoti. Normally, you know, we put a knot to remember something. People do that. So he came home, but forgot what for he put the knot. He saw the knot, but he forgot what for he put the knot. So what did he do? He went back to the other man's house to ask him what that knot could be for. And that man asked him the question, did you come to my house today? So he forgot even that. So that is the kind of people we are talking about. Then mudatvam. Mudatvam is conflicts. Constantly there are conflicts. Right from getting up in the morning, every activity, right from brushing the teeth onwards, he has conflicts. So everything for him is conflict. Then mukaha. Mukaha means etc. All these types of symptoms. So he listed six of them and six of them, etc. All, there are several also. This is six of them. Tamogunaha. Tamogunaha means active tamoguna, expressed or manifest tamoguna in all these various symptoms. And what will be the life of such a person? Yetaihi prayuktaha na veti kinchit. Afflicted by these six or more types of problems, kinchit na veti. This person cannot learn anything in life at all. Learning is the primary goal for a human being. An animal cannot learn. Whereas this person cannot learn anything from life. This tamoguni, he cannot learn anything from life. Leave alone Brahma Vidya. This person can never learn aparavidya, to use Mundaka Upanishad term, aparavidya, the material knowledge. Or he can never anytime gain paravidya, the spiritual knowledge. He can never, even aparavidya, material knowledge, definitely paravidya he cannot gain. So, kinchit na veti, paravidyam va, aparavidyam va. Atma vidyam va, anatma vidyam va. Karya vidyam va, karana vidyam va. Karma kandova or jnana kandova. Kinchit naveti. This person cannot understand any of them. Then what is he doing at all? Nidraluvatu tishtati. He constantly stands like a sleepy person or a sleeping person. Nidraluvatu. Nidraluvatu means a sleepy person. Or stambavat remains like a pillar. You know, we say, why are you standing like that pillar? You know, all showing dense tamoguna. The person is so strong. Tamoguna is so much in him. He is like that. He behaves like that. With this, Shankaracharya concludes rajoguna and tamoguna discussions ఆర్ పుట్ ఇన్ అనదర్ లాంగ్వేజ్ విక్షేప శక్తి అండ్ ఆవరణ శక్తి. విక్షేప శక్తి రజోగుణ, ఆవరణ శక్తి తమో గుణ. యూ షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ దాట్. నౌ వాంట్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ సత్వగుణ. యాక్చువల్లీ హియర్ దర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ పాయింట్ ఆల్సో. వై డస్ హీ చేంజ్ ది ఆర్డర్? వి బ్రీఫ్లీ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్. నార్మలీ వీ సే సత్వగుణ, రజోగుణ అండ్ తమో గుణ, బట్ హీ నౌ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ రజస్ అండ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ సత్వగుణ. రజస్ అండ్ తమస్ అండ్ సత్వగుణ, బికాస్ రజస్ అండ్ తమస్ ఆర్ బోత్ బైండింగ్ గుణాస్, దే బోత్ కాస్ బాండేజ్, వెరైజ్ సత్వగుణ ఈజ్ లిబరేటింగ్ గుణ. సో శంకరాచార్య వాంట్స్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ ఫస్ట్ ద బైండింగ్ గుణాస్, బికాస్ వన్ షుడ్ నో ఫ్రమ్ వాట్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గెట్ లిబరేటెడ్, బికాస్ దాట్ క్యాన్ బి అండర్స్టూడ్ ఈజీలీ సిన్స్ వీఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇన్ బాండేజ్, సిన్స్ వీఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇన్ సంసార ఓన్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈజీ టు రిలేట్ టు దట్ అండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్. దర్ఫోర్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ఎ సంసారి ఈస్ ఈజియర్ బికాస్ వీ ఆల్ హ్యావ్ అపరోక్ష జ్ఞానం ఆఫ్ సంసార, సో ఈజీ టు డీల్ విత్. And while talking about sattva-guna, he wants to point out that to be free from all bondage, one should increase the sattva-guna. The entire religion is what? Is increasing sattva-guna. And the entire philosophy is transcending sattva-guna also. Actually, our entire, to describe our religion very, very briefly, our life is only about these two. Karma-kanda, to increase sattva-guna. And Jnanakanda, which takes us beyond Sattva Guna also, Guna Atitaha. So that's what the entire scriptures are about, because ultimately we find Sattva Guna also is a golden shackle only. So one has to become Guna Atitaha. But one has to be sattvic to pursue Jnanamarga, and after becoming a Jnani, he becomes Guna Atitaha. For becoming a Jnani, even Sattva Guna also will be a shackle. శ్లోక 117. సత్వం విశుద్ధం జలవత్ తథాపి తాభ్యాం మిలిత్వా శరణాయ కల్పతే యత్రాత్మబింబ ప్రతిబింబిత సన్ ప్రకాశయత్యర్కం ఇవాఖిలం జడం. ఫ్రమ్ ది శ్లోక, శ్లోక 117, సత్వగుణ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ డిస్కస్డ్. శంకరాచార్య గెట్స్ టు దిస్ టాపిక్. శంకర వాంట్స్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ త్రీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సత్వగుణ as it were. And the first sattva guna is the one that is a very weak sattva guna because of overpowering by rajo guna and tamo guna. We mentioned earlier, every person has the combination of all the three gunas but in different proportions. Feeble sattva guna or suppressed or dominated or overpowered sattva guna, that is called manda sattva guna. He is going to call it by a technical name, malina sattva. And the second one is moderately strong sattva guna, in which rajas and tamas and sattva are almost in equal footing, equal proportions. Or, so this is madhyama sattva guna. And the third one is called uttama sattva guna, the strongest sattva, in which it is very strong compared to the other two and is the master of the other two. So we use technical words here. One is called the malina sattvam, the feeble one. And Mishrita Sattvam, the moderate Sattvam, and the final one is called Shuddha Sattvam. All are a beautiful study here. We don't find it elsewhere actually. Even in the Gita 14th chapter, the entire chapter is Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga. But this kind of analysis is not given there. Actually, Shankaracharya brings out another beautiful idea also in the following shlokas. And that we will just mention here. We are going to see it in detail later. In the malina sattva, in the feeble sattva, a person is a bound person. He is bound. He is an anadhikari. He is not fit for jnana marga yet. He is not a sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. He doesn't have vivekam, vairagyam, all those things he doesn't have yet. And in mishrita sattva stage, a person is qualified. He is an adhikari state. Sadhana chatushtaya sampannaka he is. He is not the bound category or liberated category, but he is successfully traveling towards moksha. That person is an adhikari. He can pursue jnana marga. And in the Shuddha Sattva stage, a person is free. He is jnani. He is brahmanishtaha. He is Shuddha Sattva. So this shloka talks about the malina sattvam, the feeble sattvam, weak sattvam. Shloka 117. He says, sattvam jalavat vishuddham. Sattva-guna, by its very nature, is pure. Pure like what? Like pure water. Satvaguna is like pure water. But what happens? Tabhyam Militva. This pure Satvaguna is sullied by, is mixed with Tabhyam. Tabhyam means those previous two, Rajoguna and Tamoguna. It is sullied by these two. So, Rajastamobhyam Militva, sullied by Malinam. Sullied, Malinam means sullied, tarnished. Then it becomes the cause for what? Like many people will say, so and so person, he is by himself is very good, but the people around him only are the problem. Because of them, this person is bad. Like many people will say, you know, my son is good. It is, he got only spoiled by the neighbor's kid. And neighbor will say the same thing also. So, sattva is good, but associated with rajas and tamas, saranaya kalpate, it becomes the cause of saranam, samsaraha. Saranam means samsaraha, bondage. And kalpate means leads to or cause of. And what is the unique nature of sattva guna? He says, he is not talking about the mishra sattva, but the natural sattva. He is talking about it. The nature of pure sattva is to manifest consciousness. That is the nature of pure sattva. Sattva guna belongs to what? Maya. And maya is chetanam or achetanam. Maya or karan shariram is achetanam. Therefore, sattva guna belongs to the achetanam only. But this sattva guna has got a unique capacity. What is that? To manifest or to reflect or to express consciousness. And that is why we say mind is master. But even though mind is matter, and even though it is matter, it has the capacity to manifest consciousness. Because of what? Because of sattva pradhana. That is why in Tattva Bodha, we saw that the mind and sense organs, the jnanendriyas, they are created by the sattva guna, out of the sattva guna. Whereas the karmendriyas, organs of action and prana, they are created by rajoguna. And the physical body is created out of tamoguna, tamoguna pradhana. Therefore, the inert matter appears alive, appears sentient when it has got sattva dominance. Exactly like what? The mirror and cloth are both matter. But only the mirror has got the unique capacity to reflect sunlight. It becomes a secondary light to illumine even others. Why? The fine, subtle surface has got that capacity, quality. The cloth also reflects. That is why we see it, but it cannot illumine others. Similarly, the sthula shariram also is matter, and so is the sukshma shariram, the mind. But because of the fineness, it is capable of manifesting consciousness. So he says, yatra atma bimbaha pratibimbitaha. Yatra means sattva gune. Sattva guna pradhane antakarane. In the sattva guna predominant matter, the mind, pratibimbitaha, atma bimbaha, the atma, the consciousness, the original consciousness, is pratibimbitaha, is manifest or is expressed. Not only that, when we study matter, even the plant life also has got little bit of consciousness compared to inert objects like a stone. In the inert objects, tamoguna is almost 99.9%. And sattva guna is so negligent that it is as good as achetanam. Even though the stone also has sattva guna, but negligible. In plants, sattva guna is more, and so are more sentient compared to a stone, an inert thing. And when you come to animals, they are more sentient than plant. Coming to human beings, their capacity to discern and even project future, they are more. And the gradation is caused by the gradation in sattva guna. So if you do, for example, if you go to devas, more sattva guna than even humans. Devas are more sattvic than humans. So the mind has become a sentient entity. It is not intrinsically sentient. It has got borrowed sentience. And so the mind is like atma in sentiency, with borrowed sentience. Like the original light, which is the sun, and the mirror, which enjoys the reflected light. So is the mind. So how many illuminators are there now? There are two illuminators, the original light and the reflected light. Similarly, we also have got two illuminators. The original sun called the consciousness, and the secondary entity called the mind, which also has got consciousness. So what does the mind do? It has the capacity to illumine the world. know the world, sense the world. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Arkaha iva akilam jadam prakashayati. Like the reflected sun, the reflected consciousness also, like the original consciousness, akilam jadam prakashayati, is capable of illumining, capable of knowing, sensing, or awaring akilam, the entire world. All because of what? Because of sattuguna. So the subject of prakashayati for people who are interested in Sanskrit is atmabimbaha. So atmabimbaha akilam jadam, the entire innate universe is prakashayati. How? Having reflected in the mind, it illumines. Having in the mind, it illumines. So the mind serves that purpose. So with this, we will stop today and we will continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah Sri Krishna atmanam astu Narayana.